coming onto the air with us now as part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday is Coach Ben Barnes. Coach Barnes is a head coach of the Cokeville Lady Panthers, and they are synonymous with winning at the state tournament, it seems. Coach Barnes, your girls did it again last night, had another victory. Thank you for coming on.
Well, appreciate the chance to be on. Enjoyed the state tournament so far.
Well, let's look at that first round matchup. Your girls took on Rock River yesterday, I should say. 61-36 was the winning score there. And now you move on to the semifinals this afternoon at 4:30, where you face Upton. Kind of talk about your team and where you, it seems like you've always got kind of a bullseye on your back with the Lady Panthers, but they always seem to rise to that occasion. Let's talk about your program a bit that way.
Yeah, over the years they've built a reputation of being real competitive and tough, and we'd like to continue that today. You know, that Upton team that we face today, they're a really good team, and we're going to have to play dang good. We're a young team. We've got 12 on our roster, 7 of which are freshmen, and wow. So we're young. And but we're scrappy, we're tough, we're fast, and they just don't know how to give up.
So the future is bright, is what I'm hearing down there in Cokeville.
Yeah, it's a bright future. They the nice thing about those young girls, they don't care a whole lot about yesterday or tomorrow. They live in the moment pretty good, so they know how to play. For that game and that moment, and they don't care about much else.
See, and I was just about to ask, too, that going up against an Upton team, Cokeville, obviously you guys have had a great offense all year. There were only two teams in the entire state in 1A that had more points per game, one of them being Upton, but the other one was Burlington, who you just beat in the regional finals. And I was going to ask, do you suppose that experience going up against another team with as high-powered an offense as your own and beating them would be good experience heading into today? But it sounds like your girls have already put that behind them. They're ready for right now.
Yeah, the Burlington game last week, they were a tough team, and they had us by one at halftime. And the second half was a pretty good test for us. Our team showed a lot of maturity and toughness and battled it out. And, you know, one of our strengths is our defensive pressure, and we put that defensive pressure on and hope for the best, you know. So it worked out for us last week, and we're going to go for it again today.
Speaking with Coach Ben Barnes of the Cokeville Lady Panthers, Coach Barnes, give us some names to go along with the Lady Panthers. Who kind of runs the show? Who's your leading scorer? Who's your leading rebounder? Let's kind of go through some of those names and kind of familiarize our listeners with your team.
Well, it's hard to put one name down. We've got one senior on the team, JC Thornock, and she has really stepped up defensively. She's kind of one of our defensive leaders on the team. We've got, you know, our couple of juniors that really have stepped up. Briley Grohl, she's been tough for us last year and this year. And, of course, Tylee Dayton, she's also a junior. She's been playing well. Kylie King has stepped up and played well, got some big rebounds. Then we've got freshmen, Addison Barnes is our leading scorer, followed right closely by Mia Dayton, both freshmen. And Rachel Thomas and Maddie Dayton, they step up and add spark to the team. They're both freshmen. So they jump in and play awesome defense and fight hard on rebounds. And the other team knows when they're out there, they're playing hard defense. So that's a few, but really it's a balanced effort on the team, which I really, really love. It's not really one superstar. It's a bunch of superstars stepping up and playing hard.
And, you know, you kind of mentioned a few of those names a second ago, and I got to ask, for a team that does have as good of an offense as yours, the impact that you think it has this year, one thing that immediately jumps out as I'm scrolling through my Wild Prep stat sheet here, you have the top 2 3-point shooters in the entire state. They both play for your team. What kind of benefit has that had for your team, knowing that any time that either the Daytons seem to go up for a 3-point shot, they've got about a 50-50 chance of that thing going in every time?
Yeah, it's nice to have, especially, you know, a lot of teams have liked to play some zone on us, and it's handy to have some girls that'll step up and hit some shots, and me and Tylee both can step up and do that. And even Briley Grohl, she had a great game over there at regionals. She stepped up and hit 5 3-pointers in one game.
Wow.
And so that was huge for us. So, yeah, it helps to have that outside presence. And they've done a great job with that.
Coach, I'm just kind of sitting here, and I can't get it out of my head that you've got 7 freshmen out of 12 players in Cokeville. First off, having 7 freshmen, period, is... I mean, not to put too fine a point on it. It was just, but obviously Cokeville got about 80 students, 85, somewhere in that range. But to me, to have 7 freshman girls on the basketball team, that is an unusual number, is it not?
Oh, it's very unusual. And we've had times where we've been playing. There's been a couple times we've had 5 freshmen on the floor in some of those games. In fact, this last during regionals, during the Burlington game, Tylee and JC, our older girls, end up fouling out. They played hard and end up fouling out. We end up having finished the game with 4 freshmen on the floor. Hmm. And just, I hope nobody tells them that they're freshmen, because they don't play like that. And they just go out and play hard, and good things happen. They just hustle and play through mistakes and make good things happen anytime they're on the floor.
And one other thing I'm noticing here, you talked about, you know, your team known for its good, hard defense, and sometimes one of the consequences of that is you can have a tendency to send your opponent to the free throw line here and there. I'm noticing right here, in hockey they call this puck luck. There's nothing quite as rhymey and fun in basketball, but I would consider... one of these nice stats provided here, opponent's free throw percentage can be something of a luck stat. I mean, you're playing the same opponents as most other team. You seem to be hitting a lot of teams that are getting real hot at the free throw line. Second best opponent free throw percentage against you all year. So a bit of bad luck kind of hit you. You seem to hit these teams when they're ready to shoot, and yet you're coming away with all these wins anyway. Kind of take us through, you know, the mentality of your team to... no matter what the other team is throwing at you, you guys just don't seem to care, and you just seem to find a way to get those wins anyway.
Yeah, I guess the chance you take of playing that tough defense is sometimes you get into foul trouble, and we have done some of that, and we've actually sent the other teams to the free throw line quite a bit, and that's one of our challenges is trying to play that hard defense without fouling too much, and we like to play physical, and so the we got to find the balance there, and sometimes quite possibly we get a little too physical sometimes, but we've also tried to, on those free throws, capitalize on the rebounds and get it back down the floor and go for it, you know.
What's a big It's a big afternoon and evening for the community of Cokeville. Obviously, you've got both your squad, the Lady Panthers, playing at 4:30 against Upton, and then the boys advancing as well. They're taking on Upton as well. It's always kind of fun when you get to play in the Ford Wyoming Center, and then you have these two communities that all come out, and it always seems like they always tend to sit next to each other too. I always wondered about that and why they do that, but we as people kind of do that. So it's we were just kind of joking about this. It's Cokeville versus Upton today in the city of Casper. I'm assuming you've got a pretty good contingent there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And, you know, Upton's a great community. They've got a great reputation, tough ball clubs. And our boys, our Cokeville boys, have done a great job this year. And they've had some exciting games, and they're playing really tough right now. And they beat Upton early on, I think by two, at our first, you know, back in December. And so they've got a little confidence going into this game with Upton. We actually played Upton girls early on also, and they beat us pretty good. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. And so it's going to be exciting, going to be fun, going to be a fun atmosphere. We're playing at the Casper College today, played at the event center yesterday. So it's exciting. We have great community support, and it's going to be fun.
Well, and, you know, you're heading into state. You got there's nothing but good teams left now, so to speak. There's you. Obviously, if you get past Upton, you've got Burlington and Southeast on the other side. Something I'm noticing here, you guys have specialized this year on winning almost all the close games. Your girls seem to be very, very clutch for a group of very young athletes. How important do you suppose that is, having all this experience in these tight contests here in state when you'd theorize all the contests are going to be pretty tightly contested?
Yeah, and the credit goes to the girls. They step up to the plate when it matters. And also, I've got great assistant coaches that see really well. I got Coach Thomas and Coach Moyes, and also got Coach Hoffman. And they see the game really well, and they've got some good experience. And so between the girls competing and my assistant coaches watching, it helps us a lot. And it really comes down to just being competitive down the wire and being tough and being able to hit those shots when it counts, you know, make those big plays.
Head coach Ben Barnes of the Cokeville Lady Panthers, wish you the best of luck, coach, as you play Upton this afternoon at 4:30. Of course, the guys playing Upton at 7:30. And we thank you for taking a few minutes of your morning and getting us caught up on Cokeville basketball, and we wish you the best of luck today.
Well, thanks, Dal and Aaron and Duke. Appreciate your support, and you guys always do a great job of broadcasting, and always fun to listen to, and do a great job. So thank you.
Well, thank you, and once again, good luck, and go Panthers.
All right, thank you.